Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Migraines, nothing but migraines, nothing but migraines.
What are you talking about, like wheat and rye and corn?
I'm talking about migraine headache.
Oh, here, the migraine headache.
So the migraine headache is a strange animal. And yesterday we celebrated Independence Day in the O'Mara household by doing what every red-blooded American family should do. We went out to a Mexican restaurant.
Very nice.
In the middle of right after we I actually checked my dossier on pre-surgery, and there was nothing about no alcohol in there. So I said, I'm going to have a Dos Equis Amber.
Ooh.
I hadn't had anything to drink in about 7 days.
Mike, we so rarely talk on the phone on like a weekend or a day off. And yes. We had a lovely conversation yesterday, and you told me about how you had to pour over all of your pre-op literature, and I was laughing
to see whether I could drink even a beer.
I thought that's exactly what I would have done.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I was sitting there and I was sipping on this, and not 5 minutes, this had nothing to do with the migraine, but I get what's called the little visual disturbance, which means it's like a flashbulb going off in your eye and you know you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. And I got the thing, and it wrecked the little 4th of July lunch, but then the headache didn't come that badly. And then in the middle of the night last night, I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and this is the one that hit me bad. And the scariest part of it is, and I'm not sure because I was not awake and I wasn't talking to anybody, but I know that it jumbles your thoughts up.
Sure.
And you get paranoid.
What's that called? There's a name for that.
Well, it's aphasia talking.
That's it, yeah.
But I wasn't talking, but I was thinking, and I was trying to put sentences together in my mind. And it was really, really weird. So not only are you sitting there at 4:30 in the morning and you know you've got this horrible headache, which you have, but you're trying to realize whether you're aphasic or not, and that heightens your stress level and your paranoid level, and it just it's just a weird thing. The whole reason for this is that, and for migraine sufferers that might want to try something different, I have, since my 20s, taken a little aspirin every day. Not even a baby one. I take a full one. My stomach can handle it. I don't do badly with that.
Bear
aspirin.
Yeah.
And they pull you off of that 7 days before you're going to get the snip, snip. You know, when you're going to get the cut. And
right.
The new hip, hip. So I think that might have something to do with it. You know, it might also be a little
stress.
Yeah. Because this is, you know, it's been a long time since
48 hours, Mike.
48 hours.
Till your operation.
Yeah, I know. So that's kind of where I'm coming from with this. So a little logy in the middle of the night. And then Mrs. O'Mara was really cool to let me kind of hang out and chill out.
What are your next 2 days going to be like? 48 hours before surgery.
That's right.
Okay, today.
Bucket list stuff.
Today is getting the crown put back on my tooth from the temporary.
Oh, so there's no downtime.
Which they accelerated. So I'll be going
constant
there at 1 o'clock
and never
today.
Constant ending improvement.
Yeah.
Beautiful teeth, new hips, everything.
And then I'm out of there, you know, then like Esther Goose, I will never look at that office again. You know, I've had my issues there, right? You know, I really have.
Thank you, General Patton.
I'm back.
Then it will be getting the walker out of the car, bringing it into the bedroom, and getting the raised toilet seat for the commode and bringing that into
today. The walker should stay in the car because you're going to need it when you come home from the hospital.
That's right.
You will
great
need
call.
It.
Great call. Great call.
That's really a good call.
A lot of angst.
Yeah. I bet if I took that, that's very smart, Rob. I bet if I took that
Well, that's where I keep my walker.
I'd have to roll home. That would be very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So I'll just bring the potty out today. And then tomorrow... I'll do my regular shower in the morning, and then at night I shower with this special antibacterial stuff that you're supposed to leave
like that,
on for 10 minutes.
That body condom from Naked Gun?
Then you shave in the morning on surgery day. I won't know till tomorrow what time they're calling me in there. Because I'm going to assume
Thursday
it's early.
Is surgery day?
It's surgery day. So that's it. And then I will be. I will be 2 to 3 days in the hospital, and I will be back on the show Monday or Tuesday. I'm leaving
Perfect.
Myself an extra day just in case.
Mike, where do we send the flowers?
Don't please send them. Send them to anyone else. I don't require flowers. Chocolates. Oh yes.
Gift baskets.
Yes, salves and bombs.
Giant salves.
What
salves,
about an edible arrangement?
Ooh.
No, I don't like edible. Hey, I don't like the way that
we
fruit
want
gets
them
all
to know that
skinky.
You're in the know and you are wanted and beloved by the public.
Yeah,
why,
I don't,
why would
I'm
him,
not gonna
him
be
being
there.
In the know have anything to do
well,
with
cause
it?
Well, because he's a celebrity.
I'm not going to be there long enough, though. You see, I mean, I'm hoping to be there just in and out. You know,
3 days.
Well, no, I think Saturday probably 2 days. I'm hoping for 2 days.
Okay.
You know, I mean Thursday night, Friday night, and then I get out. I get sprung on Saturday. That's my goal.
Okay, so 2 solid days.
Yeah,
two solid days, and Thursday night, Friday night. In the hospital.
And Carla will be sleeping next to you at the hospital?
Oh,
in a chair,
wouldn't that
a wicker
be nice?
Chair.
That'd be beautiful.
Holding a candle.
Do you have any instructions for us?
Yeah, just keep being funny.
Okay.
That's what I want to say. And, you know, and
keep
create
on
your
trucking.
Own little magic. You
keep
know, you
on
guys are gonna,
trucking, guys.
That's right. You know, by the way, when we were scheduling our summer vacations, we kind of mucked it all up. This is what I should have done.
Well,
I
no, no,
probably,
Mike, what happened
I
is
probably
the surgery
yes,
wasn't in play.
Know.
The surgery wasn't in play.
The doctor. The doctor mucked it up. He
the
did.
Doctor did?
Yeah, because we had the vacation in place, and he said, let's do it now.
Yeah, that's exactly how he did it.
That's how
exactly
your doctor talks. I didn't know if
no,
he did
if I'd
or
had
not.
My choice, I would have done it earlier. This has been limbo. I've hated the limbo. I want to get it all done. And by the way, my cousin Teddy, God bless him, and his family, and my sister and my brother-in-law sent me a picture from the great state of Maine where they were getting off a boat after going to the 4th of July parade in Bar Harbor, Maine. And I almost burst into tears.
Oh,
I really did.
Rubbing thing, it in.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, down here.
Was it what they call a humble brag? Did Teddy say something like, well, you know, we just didn't have much to do.
The cake's not the same without you, Captain.
Yeah, we
that's
sure do
exactly
miss you.
Exactly what the quote. You, Oscar, nailed it. I swear to God, it was not the same without you. Not the same without you. I don't mind. that's exactly what he wrote. Not the same without you is fine with me. I like that. I'm cool with that.
Not the same without you. Then he put down the computer and he laughed and drank a beer.
It's less tense and less crowded.
That's right.
Miss you.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, if you wanted to check the forecast, my prediction about the I said this because I'm such a positive person.
Sure.
I said to my wife, I said, oh, you know that when I go in for surgery, we're getting a hurricane. That's what I said.
Man.
That's what I said. It will be 97 degrees with about 100% humidity. But I'll be in the hospital with air conditioning, so it should be all right.
Sure.
So that's
they've got
cool.
The backup power, Mike.
It is ridiculously humid down here. It is. It's
100%
insane.
Up here as well. So
yeah,
you know, we feel
hot
it.
There.
We feel
it's hot there. When we come back, I would like to talk about the 4th of July telecast. And by the way, how pathetic am I that I'm watching fireworks on television?
I
go to PBS to see it. That
Mike,
I go to PBS.
It's made more pathetic when we realize what PBS actually did.
Oh, they are so you can't. Here's the first rule: you don't lie to your audience.
Not these days.
You think you can't? When the people lie to their audience, they're the dumb ones.
PBS
the
said they put out a tweet. They said they were stuck in an elevator.
Right. Lying to the audience doesn't work. And oh, by the way, let me take this opportunity to say hi to the 30 people in our live studio audience today. Hi, everybody.
It's really jam-packed
so
today.
Huge.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
That.
Thank
yes.
you.
Remember, don't
out.
Lie to your audience. Damn!
They all get a car.
You get a car. You get a car. The whole world gets a car. That's right. It's a matchbox. Nah, not even that. We're that cheap. All right, start the show. What's that?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Dr. Evan.
Look at
this.
See? Sorry.
Dr.
Evan. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. And a pen, Larry? Yeah, a pen, you know. Because you're going to do what you do best. You're going to sign this voucher so I can hire a contractor.
I don't know if I can do that without...
I'm going to hire Quint to kill the shark. What?
August.
What? What are you talking about? Larry, the summer is over. You're the mayor of Shark City. These people think you want the beaches open.
I was acting in the town's best interest.
That's right. You were acting in the town's best interest, and that's why you're going to do the right thing. That's why you're going to sign this, and we're going to pay that guy what he wants.
Martin. My kids were on that beach too.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, that's Dude Walker, narrator of Nuclear Sharks.
That was great, wasn't it?
Very cool.
It was all right. Live from the Fiber Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
What is the matter with you?
On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Wide open Wednesday tomorrow, so don't forget about that. Our show today brought to you by Tracky. We all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart. I'm smart.
Fredo for Tracker.
Until you lose something. How about Fish? Not Fish. How about, what's his name in the... what's the guy's name that's played by Abe Vigoda in The Godfather?
Tessio.
Tessio for Tracker.
Okay.
Tom, can you get me a Tracker for old time's sake? That's enough to make smart people feel really stupid. But losing things is now a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Tracker is a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. Are you looking for yours? Is yours lost, Oscar?
I think my wonderful fiance said, I keep losing my keys, and I took mine off my keys to give to her. Yeah.
Get another one, for God's sakes. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to vtracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, if you don't know how to spell V, T-H-E-tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to vtracker.com right now.
Good idea.
Right now.
And use promo code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. I have to start with the whole fireworks.
Please.
I
loved that thread you put up last night. It was the highlight of my holiday.
That was the end of the weekend when I put that up because I didn't go out anywhere for the 4th of July fireworks. I wanted to do something. Originally, we were going to go to a minor league baseball game on Sunday night and take the little guy. We didn't do that either. What we did do was get a babysitter on Saturday night, and they had a fireworks display that was scheduled over at the local outlet mall. Mm. That was fireworks. You guys have probably been there. You've been to this place called the Miramar Outlets, and they're on the lake down there in this massive lake.
Oh yeah,
and they
put a
barge out there.
Barge.
And so Oscar's lying. I know that.
Oscar's lying.
Well, isn't that where the hotel was? No.
No.
No. That was the other one. There
okay.
Two
there's
of
two
them,
lakes,
and
right?
The,
and that
the
one,
other
I walked
one.
Around so, that thing. It's huge.
We went to the place that had a Dillard's.
That's Coconut Point.
Yes, beautiful. Wonderful.
How's that for
mall?
A Florida name? Coconut Point.
Nice.
Sounds glorious.
Yes, it is glorious. right. So anyway, we go out to Din Din, and then after dinner, we had time to kill, and we wanted Carla, excuse me, to hang out with the little guy, to Carmen, our babysitter, and so we were going to go and just fart around, buy some stuff for the house, and just chill, and then... Carla wanted to go to this little warehouse store down in Naples, which was like half an hour away. And I said, okay, if I let her go back the other way, then I might get my wish, which is really, I'd like to see the fireworks.
Compromise,
so this is,
Mike.
This is Sunday, like dinner time, right?
Saturday.
This is Saturday night
Saturday.
Dinner time.
Okay, forgive me.
And we have dinner and we do this. And I humor her and we go down and then we make our way back. And I knew that the Mac Daddy of fireworks displays was going to be at this particular location. And I know it well enough to know that I've talked to people about it who have said, oh, you know, it's a very difficult place to get in and out of. During the holidays,
always.
When people are doing Christmas shopping, it's very, very convoluted, and on a regular heavy shopping day, the place is bad-ass.
Oh,
for a fireworks display, it's going to be almost unmanageable. However, your boy has a plan, all right?
Oh.
Next to this place where they have where they sell all the discount scarves, there is the massive arena down here where those fabulous Florida Everblades play.
Okay? Oh, nice.
And I know that there will be people going in there, too. It'll be crowded, but I'm thinking it's not going to be as crowded as the people that are going to the outlet malls to stand on the lake bank and watch it over there. So I said, I'm going to go all the way, almost back home, hang a U-turn, come in the back way, and turn into this this arena.
And they've got a high-capacity parking lot. They can
huge parking lot.
The process should be a lot more streamlined.
Yes.
But I know it's there are going to be people there. I know it's going to happen. However, that was my plan. If you go past that, you're jammed. Okay, so we finally get back. Carla's kind of, I said, just drive by and check it out. Let's just drive by and see what's going on.
You're tricking her. You're giving her the soft sell trick.
She kind of knows what's going on, that if we find a decent place, we might hang out.
She knows. She's known him long enough.
Yeah. So, but Carla,
have you started talking in the Charlie voice yet?
Not yet. No. Because, but I will. That comes later. You must have been there.
Almost. I've known you a while, too.
We get to, Carla has a propensity for, when I'm driving and we're trying to find something, for giving me her very vocal two cents at the last possible second. And because I fear her and I am intimidated by her and I need to keep her around because I will not have anyone in my life after her. If I do, it'll be someone that seriously looks like Kathy Bates at 80.
Okay.
That's the only woman I'll have in my life. So I'm preserving this relationship. I'm not going for a fourth, okay? I'm preserving marriage number three, and even though sometimes it teeters on the edge of disaster, because let's face it, I'm an ass.
Yeah.
She does this and it drives me nuts. And what it is she'll say, "Well, you should probably turn there." And that's the way it always goes.
As you see it in your rearview mirror, right?
Yeah. So, and I get affected by that because I feel like she knows something I don't. She doesn't. She's giving her two cents. So, let me paint the picture for you.
All right.
We are driving up to the main entrance to the arena where people are trickling in, and I said, you know, this is going to be kind of manageable. I've missed the big quagmire of traffic because I've come in the back way.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Absolutely brilliant. We are getting to this driveway, and I'm slowing down, and I get into the right lane, and I am probably 10 feet from making the right turn. Mm. And Carla says to me, "You're not going to go there." And I turn to the left, and I shoot right by the driveway, and I've missed. And let me tell you how I've missed this. The opportunity is gone because now I know there's only one other driveway, and that's the entrance to shopping land, idiot land, where everybody's going to be. And suddenly, within 10 feet, there are cones, and there are cops, and there are blocked roads, and there are no U-turns, and they are funneling people in to this narrow little strip, and I'm saying, my God, what have I done?
What hath God wrought?
I start giving Carla crap. I said, why did you not let me? She said, well, you can just make a U-turn. I said, I can't make a U-turn because the cops are here and the traffic goes, you can make one right over there. Well, of course, she was right. And so I sneak through
that?
And I hang a U-turn. And she said, you're really going in here. I said, yeah. She said, so we're really going to, we're the hour and a half now. It's going to be, we're going to wait for the fireworks. I said, kind of looks like that, doesn't it? And because I'm a little kid. I'm like all the toddlers.
Yep.
I'm part of our nation. We're a nation of toddlers. I'm the chief toddler. I know I am. So we drive in and I look over and the lot is absolutely packed. We get almost to the mid part. And I am looking to my left, and I see I'm on the lake. The road goes right by the lake, and I see the barge. It's clear as day where they're going to set the fireworks off.
Oh, wow.
Perfect. When this happens, this guy pulls over right next to the island in a pickup truck, and they have broken up islands with the little aisles that go into the parking lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like any large parking lot, there's a little aisle. This guy pulls over with the pickup truck, parks his pickup truck, and gets out. I'm like, okay, the precedent has been set. I pull next to the island. I put the car in park. This guy in front of me waves me up. He's waving me up so his buddy can get him back at me. Suddenly, in the blink of an eye, I have by no plan of my own, gotten the A parking place.
Nice.
The absolute, I am on it. I told you this when I talked to you, Rob. I want to say conservatively, we were 100 yards from the barge.
Wow.
I'm looking at Carla and I said, honey, this is going to be the front row seat. Isn't this great? And then the Charlie boys came out.
Know where you
want
to be when explosives are around.
Right. Well, you know what? It's marvelous. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. And I looked over and I see up ahead over by the arena. And that's when Charlie's voice came out. I looked over at Carla and I went, ha, ice cream. And so I went from pissed to super happy.
We were like 30 seconds.
We were able to sit in our car. We're sitting in our car.
Eating
There's
ice
no
cream?
Problem. Yeah, I well she wasn't, I was. Oh. I got an it was not ice cream, it was a cookie sundae as well.
Ooh, even better.
I
that
went
is
all
bonus.
In. Yeah. And they had a weird name for some of these products. They don't say large or small. I got the small, but they said caution to the wind, or that'll be fine. It was some weird thing like that. I'm like, ha, 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 that's fun. I've got a great parking space for the fireworks. Life is great. I'll take the small one, though. Gotta exercise self-control. By the way, the small one was like as big as your head.
Sure.
It was
served in a batting helmet. Right.
So I bring it back. I'm walking there. Apparently, I'm the fat man with the ice cream in my hand, and I'm walking back to the car.
And happy.
Carla, and Carla's looking at me, and she looks at me, and she's like, just shakes her head ruefully, as
how
I
much,
come back.
How much they stick you for the ice cream sundae?
$5, which I don't think was all that bad.
I would have guessed 12.
I don't think it was all that bad at all.
Yeah.
I happen to remember it because I thought it was a pretty decent price point.
I've got a 10. Let's take two.
That's right.
So we're parking, and the steady flow of cars is beginning. The late arrivals are coming in, and they're screwed because the lot is full, and nobody's going to park next to me because then you're out in the traffic. And no one has said a word. By the way, And we'll get to this theme because I think Florida in general is somewhat laid back and it's kind of mellow and they just don't do the same crap they used to.
Well, they don't care.
When I lived in Manassas where everything was an effing rule. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, can't go over here. Please, get in this chair. No, you can't get over. We've roped this. No, it's free form.
We need to check the width of your folding chair.
You want to do math? Do math. It's up to you.
So across the lake, you can hear what is a kicking cover band, heavy metal cover band.
Nice.
And they were fantastic. And they're doing all the redneck hits. And I'm sitting there going, hey, Southwest Florida, baby. You know?
Look, Carla, they're singing That Smell.
That's right. Ooh, that smell. So it's they're doing the whole thing. And the sun's going down, and the kids are running around. And I like watching the kids. I'm glad it wasn't my kid that I was monitoring. But, he doesn't know, and he's happy, and he's back with his favorite babysitter, so everything's cool. And he's long since asleep.
Good.
At this point. That's the way that goes. And they bring the lady out. And by the way, they sing the national anthem before the fireworks start.
That's nice.
This is a new trend. Anybody that's been to any sporting event knows what I'm talking about, okay? Listen, the national anthems are getting completely narcissistic and out of hand, okay?
Right.
They should be sung rapid fire. You sing them beautifully, put all the notes in you want, but don't drag it out where it's like 9 hours of...
It should be like a minute 20.
Like perfect pitch 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, we're going to be here for 3 hours. I want to watch the game.
Yeah.
So they start, and as they say, for most of these fireworks displays, when they sing the national anthem, the bombs bursting in air, they send their first salvo
up.
Oh.
And I look over at Carla, and I said, look at that. Look, we could touch him. It's incredible. So this is the precursor to the fireworks, and then... We sit there, and they're like little red rockets that go up. Not a big fireworks display.
But enough to let you know
anthem.
They mean business.
They mean business, and not 5 seconds later, I feel something like brush by my hair, and I look over, and there are, I'm not kidding you, there are little burning pieces of paper.
Oh, no!
That are landing. There is, because I'm the mook of rubes, I look up
the
and there is a
rubes.
There seems to be a pretty steady crosswind, maybe about 15 to 25 miles an hour, that's blowing overhead. The fireworks start, and suddenly we are absolutely inundated with smoke. I watched, I am not exaggerating, 2 minutes of this. And Carla said, we have to go. At this point, you know when you light, if you light like a piece of newspaper and it floats up? That's what's floating down after these things.
Embers.
It's embers. It's not
literal
smoke. It's
embers.
Not, and I'm feeling this in my hair. And then I look, and on front of the car, a burning piece of paper lands on front of the car. It's like, get out of here now. There are people in wheelchairs that are being wheeled away from this riverbank because they are, we are,
move
it was
it.
The perfect spot.
Run for cover.
It was the perfect spot.
Oh, no,
spot.
Yeah.
And suddenly
Mike,
I realized.
Mike, you know what else would have been perfect? Sitting on a mortar on the barge. Because essentially that's what you're doing.
Isn't this great?
I realized why this is the road less traveled. Because that's the wind that's coming.
That's
in that
the Rube
direction.
Road,
and it just was. It was nightmarish, and I didn't see
but
any
with
fireworks.
The crowds in the parking lot. The exodus had to be impossible.
Because
they're
people,
all staring at the sky.
I see.
People are rubes,
yeah.
And people are committed. And no one's moving.
Well, we're here.
I mean, you're talking about pickup trucks that have backed down the bank, that they have set up their coolers, they have set up their chairs, they're toughing it out. The only person to leave was me and some lady in a wheelchair that was being wheeled away as I turned around. And we hang the U-turn, and I avoid hitting the children, and I start making my way out. I said, we're not sticking around for this.
No.
And besides, I didn't mind the idea of escaping from this early on. I didn't mind that at all.
Mike,
and so, yes.
When you say they don't care in Florida, they don't even care about the safety. They're like, get as close as you want.
That's right.
Delightful. Mm-hmm. It was
no
absolutely
problem.
Delightful.
In Manassas or D.C., they'll keep you at least a mile away.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very careful with that. This also speaks to the parade. I'll talk about that later with, you know, it doesn't care if your kid gets run over by a big fire engine tire. Let him run out in the street.
Sure.
Anyway,
teach him.
But I did. So anyway, we make our way out. We get out. Nobody's leaving. We're the only ones leaving. We take a left.
Unreal.
This is all 5 minutes.
So
this
pissed.
Is 5 minutes.
This
we
is like you
left.
Going to a concert and leaving after the first number, which you've done.
It has a happy ending. It
How?
Has a happy ending. We take a left. We take another left. Suddenly, we're coming over, and we see the bridge. And there are cars parked on the side of the road near the bridge. I go up to the very front. There's a tiny little area. It's like the last area where you can pull over to the shoulder. We get out. No fuss, no muss, enjoy without smoke, without embers in our hair, the entire fireworks display.
Yeah,
and I looked at that's when I looked at my wife and I said, you know, I'm full of ice cream. I said, isn't this great? And it's a blissful, happy ending story. You know,
you, and
moral,
you cheated
that's a win.
Death.
That's a win.
But here's the thing, for you future fireworks attenders.
Yes.
Always check the wind and don't stand too close to the barge. Thank you. Thank you. That's a little advice I have for you out there. There are people, I guarantee you, with singed hair today.
Sure.
There are people that caught their hair
on
fire.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But I was only pussy enough to leave. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Florida.
Do you talk C++?
Do I?
Can you telnet into port 25 and fake an email?
Can I?
Do you like to surf the back plane of a router?
yes, I do.
Have you ever hex-edited your way to a registered version?
Sounds sexy.
We're not going to be talking about any of those things, but what will we be talking about,
sad
Oscar?
Part. It's
I love
technology
that part.
And the way it affects your life.
And we're going to be combining a lot of entertainment. It's going to be a good time. This is not your father's tech show.
Tech 411 Show, available on the More Broadcasting Network and on iTunes.
That means it's good, so please check it out.
Yeah, new episode. Posted,
brand new one.
Released.
Brought to you by Tesla.
Oh, and Mike, speaking of Tech 411, I think you'll remember on Friday you had Mac Macintosh. You assigned some homework to Mac Macintosh to the tune of a poem to be turned in by Sunday.
Ooh, I'm excited. We will get to that next.
Well,
don't
be all that excited because he's not here and the poems never arrive. So Mac will be in tomorrow. A good reason to visit us on tomorrow's program.
Oh, my goodness.
That boy.
He was up at 3 a.m.
Tough love. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the Ring Doorbell. There's a home burglary, by the way, every 13 seconds. 13 seconds. That is more than 4 per minute. Most of them happen in broad daylight, and they usually start with the crook ringing your doorbell to make sure that you're not at home. Then they break in. The Ring Video Doorbell has been proven to stop burglaries before they happen by allowing you to see and speak to anyone approaching your door just by using your smartphone. Now, Ring is using their advanced motion detection technology to protect your entire property with the Ring of Security Kit. The kit includes a Ring Video Doorbell for your front door and a Ring Stick-Up Cam. It's a wireless, weather waterproof HD camera to keep an eye on other parts of your property. The Ring Video Doorbell and the Stick-Up Cam both install in just minutes. This is wonderful technology. We love it in the O'Mara household. You're going to love it, too. Together, both these things provide 24/7 monitoring of your entire home, whether you're in the living room or thousands of miles away. Right now, for a limited time, our listeners can get $50 off the Ring of Security Kit. That is the lowest price anywhere. Just go to ring.com/TMOS right now. Join the hundreds of thousands who protect their home with Ring. Go to ring.com/TMOS for $50 off. That's ring.com/TMOS. One of the easiest ways to protect your home. You gone
and fun. You love yours. It's just fun to play with.
Yeah. You know, the whole experience down here, when I'm down here for the 4th of July, it is.
Is it your first 4th down there?
No, I've been here for another one, okay. Maybe two. And it's casual. And that's what I do love about it. There are things, there are trade-offs that you have to deal with. Anybody that lives in a neighborhood knows this a little bit, that you're going to hear, you know, if you're not living in, Potomac, you're going to hear the neighbors just constantly firing off fireworks, and it goes boom, boom all the time.
All weekend.
But there's a town where my kid goes to school. It's called Bonita, and it's just it's a cool place. And what I love about it, I remember when, you know, I love a good parade, Rob. You know that, right?
And Mike, it is so great to see you at a parade. Parade Mike is my favorite Mike.
I love parades. I love when I have my bar on the St. Patrick's Day parade where we got the fire engine and we rode in the parade. There was nothing, and I had my daughters with me. It was
That's fun.
You got to throw out candy, didn't you?
Well, we did until they restricted it. Like the second year, you know, whoever the pure dick is that thinks about liability and, you know, oh, people are going to get hurt. The Bonita Parade had nothing. It didn't have a marching band. It didn't have floats of any kind. It truly had nothing but cars and people holding banners, and that was it. But they all had candy. And what it was, and I realized...
What did the banners say?
Like different churches.
Okay, like, so different churches. No rallying cries out against, like, you know, poor people or anything.
Lots of local politicians.
Oh, good. Okay.
With their big signs, like selectmen and school board and that type of thing.
Dog catcher.
But at the beginning, they had the leader of the parade was this very scary sheriff we have down here.
Oh, the Grand Marshal?
Yeah, I think his name is Mike Scott.
Okay, yeah.
Because the governor's name is Rick Scott, and the sheriff's name is Mike Scott. And there are always articles that I think are untrue that they're brothers, and I don't think they're brothers. This guy is he was most famous because he got up at a rally and said, Barack Hussein Obama. He did that years ago, like maybe 4 or 8 years ago.
I remember this
he
guy. Did this.
So he just, and Carla was going to say, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say, okay,
oh,
Carly, go ahead.
Boy.
But this guy is scary. He's just got a scary look. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
he looks like the brother in Breaking Bad.
He does.
He does.
He does.
The brother.
Nice
I should
pull.
Say brother-in-law.
Nice pull.
Thank you.
You don't want to. The bottom line is the head of all law enforcement where we live. I don't want to get on his bad side, right?
Be nice to this guy.
Well, he's going so fast, and he's driving along, and he's throwing out frisbees and candy. Little tiny mini green frisbees. Oh. I think he's running for sheriff again. I think
the
that's
best.
What's happening. And then
some life
when the
insurance
fireworks
company.
Came by. And what it was is we were sitting in front of the Dollar Tree. With our
good
little
spot.
This is the thing that's wonderful. Here's what's great about Bonita.
Yeah.
Bonita, Florida is a true melting pot. And by the way, when you talk about immigrants to this country, maybe somebody ought to come down here and see the six gentlemen that were holding the massive American flag, all of them Hispanic, all of them probably first generation, and coming over here and doing that. And it truly, and we were in the middle of all these people, and there were probably three whiteys among a group of probably 250 Hispanic people, and it was all about the kids, and Michael had this blast, and they were throwing the candy, and nobody's saying don't get near the cops are coming by on little scooters. They don't care. It's low key.
They're having
fun.
And
I looked at my wife. I said, this is what it should be. This is a parade. This is the kids just grabbing candy. It's like a little mini version of Halloween, and it was fantastic. And it just really, to me, was a patriotic 4th of July
Did
parade.
Did Michael right away clue into the fact what was going on? And
he was just little enough where he kind of has to still figure things out. But Carla went into the Dollar Tree and got a few flags, and we were handing a few flags out to people and waving the flags. And it was just, and Michael, you know, Michael, we finally gave him permission to get on the street when all the other kids were getting on the street. And as usual, the big kids are scooping up the candy. But, you know, he got his. He got four or five pieces of candy that were thrown out there. And then the kids were coming by in, like, utility trucks in their spring, people with squirt guns. It, there was nothing at all.
That would not fly here.
There were no bands. There were no. Yeah. It was just a parade of local people.
My people make their own fun.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was so much fun.
Hey, Javier,
really
get the pickup. We're going in the parade.
A lot of bicycles, tons of bicycles.
Low riders.
They were the little bicycles that have the little thing over the rear wheel that looks like
like
carry
a beach
their
cruiser.
Stuff on there.
A beach cruiser.
Yeah, like a beach cruiser. And it was fabulous. I
can
was
you get in the
very,
parade
very
next
happy.
Year?
The thing is a great way to promote what we do and the show, and it's just one of these cool
se habla español.
You have to hablo español is
oh my god, if you could do a fake insurance ad like a ambulance chaser lawyer ad.
Buenos días, amigos. Me llamo Miguel. Yeah. Miguel O'Meara. Yes, working for you. I work for you. You get a DUI, you come and see me right now.
I kid you not. There's a couple guys working on a house next door this past weekend in the morning.
In your neighborhood.
Yeah, my neighborhood. And I guess they do the guy's yard or whatever. And I heard him talking. He goes, and I guess the guy got pulled over for some sort of DWI or something.
Right.
And I heard him talking in Spanish. He's like, I said Greenberg and Betterman. I was like, the guy, and if you're in the D.C. area, there's a law office.
Here's the thing, though, and this is important to know where I live.
Yeah.
This part of the world, it's different. If you say hello, you're not necessarily going to hear, hello. You're going to hear, hey, how you doing?
Oh, of course.
Because
sure.
People are
my
so
assimilated.
I've
made that mistake in my
here.
Life across the country.
Good old Reno.
Oh, God. Don't forget, Mike, he spoke to the woman that was steaming her banner at the backstage at Circus in Reno.
So dreadful.
She really stopped down, and they have miles of uniforms for that they have to keep clean for their employees there. It's like going backstage in a Hollywood studio. And this lovely woman was steaming our banner, and he, in his cute, beautiful Oscar Spanish, tried to say thank you, and she said, it's really not a problem. We appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, you know.
The woman looked FOB, though, in my defense.
Well, a lot of people look FOB, but they're not. And you gotta
how
be
about we assimilate
that
look?
The only thing that freaked me out, the sheriff scares me, and he just looks like the kind of guy that if you were at a parade and you walked up and, you know, you looked at him and said, hey, go Obama, as he drove by, he'd be,
or,
you know.
You just ask for your papers.
He'd have the nightstick out.
Time to go.
And, Carla wanted to, you know, Carla was just like, got all her dander up and stuff like that, and she doesn't like the guy. And so, but I said, no, don't hurt me.
So how many days before Carla gets let out of jail now?
She's in there right now. But other than that, my kid got a little candy. You know, we were out of there in 5 seconds after it was over.
Does he get flipped out by, like, the musket noise?
They weren't. We were worried that it was going to happen right next to him, and it did not happen. It happened well before, so we were cool. But it's also the reason we pulled off of fireworks for him, because I think it's just he's too young, and I don't.
What was me? What a day!
It was
right
because because
his schedule changed. Right? Is he at the? I guess has he adapted the schedule? Is he okay now?
He is at a crossroads now, where a lot of things have to happen for him to go to the whole nother level.
Sure.
He has to do different things.
Because it's not two-a-days anymore, it's one nap a day.
One nap a day, and also, you know, it's potty time, okay? Daddy's starting to...
Oh, it's starting.
Sure.
It's, we had a little moment, but it was just a little dollop, and then it was back to the diaper. But anyway.
Hey, take what you can get, baby.
My only goal is to make sure that he is out of diapers before I'm in them. That's all I want to do.
Make sure you explain to him that the prescription toilet seat is nothing to be afraid of.
Don't be afraid of that. I'm up here now. Should be a lot of fun. We'll take a break and come back. We want to hear about the 4th of July in rainy D.C., and we want to talk about PBS.
Yes.
And how they lied to their consumers.
Oh, yeah.
They just cheated us. This isn't fair.
How dare
we'll take
they?
A break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm wearing my professorial Warby Parker glasses today.
Look good.
I love Warby Parker. I tell you, It's a beautiful little case they come in right here, too. Look at that. You can't see. It's hardly see it on the camera.
Oh,
it says
I love
Warby
it.
Parker,
solid.
They give you that, and then they give you a nice little case inside the case, which is your little bag with your Warby Parker right there.
Beautiful.
And, you know, these things. You can clean the glasses at the same time. I love my Warby Parker. You will, too. If they've been a hassle for you getting glasses because of the choices, the expense, Warby Parker has the answer for you. You don't have to worry about paying too much for eyeglasses. Their deal is their deal. $95, that includes frames, lenses, and coating. Plus, choosing frames is convenient because they have a try-on program where they're going to send you five pairs of glasses frames to try on, have your family look at it, have your friends look at it, make the right decision, and see how it feels on your
face.
Warby Parker, your alternative to overpriced eyewear, because there's no middleman. Warby Parker sells directly to the customer. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations or warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS to pick out your five favorite frames, and they'll ship them to you for free. That's warby.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. I love this company. I really want them to stay on for a long time. And let me tell you how they stay on for a long time, okay? If you, those blind people in our audience that cannot see, go out and get their prescription glasses at Warby Parker for that incredible deal, and let me know if you do, okay? I want to sell 30 pairs of glasses today. I want to sell 30. You hear me? 30 pairs of Warby Parker, okay? The holiday's over. You didn't put your eye out with the fireworks. Get yourself some Warby Parkers.
Nice.
Buy them because you didn't go blind from the fireworks.
Thank you.
Celebrate.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be the traditional news you may not need story with the guy that does that.
Sure.
You know, yeah. There's always some Yahoo doing it. But I was so pathetic last night that I, you know, it's Monday night. Everybody's getting back to the grind. I don't understand.
It's the worst
why they
night.
Didn't do all of them on Saturday. What are they? You know,
worst night
on,
that
please.
The holiday can fall on is a Monday.
So I didn't really get deep into the thread that I put on Facebook, but I will tell you that. When I turned on PBS, which is, I know by now that's where you're going to see the fireworks on the mall.
A Capital Fourth.
It's a Capital Fourth. Who was the celebrity host this year?
Tom Bergeron.
Fireworks in the sky.
You know,
Tom Bergeron?
I guess.
Right?
I didn't.
Hello, stars. Tom Bergeron.
I guess that's better than Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, and they had Kenny Plastic Surgery Loggins singing Footloose. That's when I turned it on. That's what I saw when I turned it on.
That's a lucky time.
And then Bergeron was talking, and then they said, well, there are the fireworks. So I think everything was a little out of sync.
It was like a smash cut.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah,
it was weird. So you guys were in D.C. What was the whole deal?
I actually was in the studio finishing up that final.
Oscar was in the district.
Yeah, I was here. I was here in D.C.
You were studying, in our studio?
Yes. Okay. And all right. I've been neglecting Shannon all weekend.
Nice.
I said, come on up. I said, we could probably get on the roof of this place. Can't guarantee it, but it's better than sitting sweating in the house.
Hey,
right?
When this whole world starts getting you down.
Up on the roof.
So I said, I'll take 30 minutes. We'll go upstairs. She had a friend over. They came up here around 8:45.
Is that perfect same timing? Friend?
Yeah, same friend.
Oscar likes that friend when they're
Oh, yeah. She's
that's when he tries really hard to get up on
cans
the
cans for days. And I said, look, I said, I don't know if we can get up on the roof, but I had heard you could, right? Because I'd never tried. Mm-hmm. So we went around the corner. I looked out on the fire escape, and I said, doesn't look like it's going to work out. Sorry, girls. I got to get back to the exam.
Oh,
because it was like
were they crestfallen?
I look like a mad scientist in here. No one wanted to be around me, right? I didn't even want to take that break.
Sorry, girls, doesn't look like it's doable. I'll see you later, and I will make love to both of you.
And then
so long,
and
then, cans for days.
And then Shannon says, "Wait a second, there's a door over here. What's this door?" I'm like, "Oh, that's the maintenance guy's door." And she's like, "Well, let's see." I'm like, "I don't think we should touch that. I'll see you guys tomorrow." And then she opens it up, because that's what she should do. She problem solved. And she walks. She goes, these are stairs to go on the roof.
You didn't know about that door?
Yeah. No.
Pretty common.
No, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know about it.
Did you get up there? Did you make it up there?
Why have you been up there?
The manager here took me up there.
Oh, really?
With some wine, and he touched me. No, we've been up there. We've been up there. It's great.
Pony. My God.
What the hell is the matter with it?
Really strange.
Wow.
Okay. We'll delve into that some other day.
There is roof access, Pony? There is total roof
access?
Yeah,
you can get right up on top, and it's a great view.
Yeah, you can see the Washington Monument from the roof.
You can see Pony lose his innocence.
My girl had a blanket
guys,
with her.
What a location. Was there anybody up? Did you go up there,
Oscar? Went up there. No one else was here because it was such a gloomy day. And they made the right decision, Mike, because we were up there a total of 3 minutes. And I said, well, looks like the weather didn't work out. Back to the exam. They stayed up there. I came down. They came down 10 minutes later and went home. That was it.
A lot of people said that when you had the vantage points, and I've actually, the best time I ever saw the national fireworks, Jim McClure, who we used to work with at JFK, literally lived across the street from the cathedral, just up the street.
Right.
And we had roof access to his building.
Yeah. Tall building.
Oh, it's beautiful. But last night, the national fireworks from all the vantage points looked like Desert Storm. It looked like smoke and light behind the smoke, but that's it.
Okay,
like a really sad disco.
I understand they've got thousands of people coming down into the district to do this. I also understand that there is modern meteorological society now that lets you know when weather is going to be total crap. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I can understand where you don't cancel because you know it's going to. But when you are shooting fireworks into the sky and the ceiling is so low that they can't be seen, why waste that? Why not wait on a day that it's going to be, you know, I just, did anybody talk about that in D.C. at all? Or, I'm just curious.
I think logistically, the dollars, and this is the only thing I heard on the news, that it would take to mobilize the security, the infrastructure for the actual amount of people that are here for that. It just isn't worth it. They got to.
So
bite
they
the
took
bullet.
A chance that maybe it would be clear enough, but I guess my point is, I understand that, but at the same time, when you're shooting fireworks up into the sky and you can't
why
see
even
it
bother?
You're shooting
why bother? It's a waste of money.
And they what they did, it was raining all day in Leesburg, and the big fireworks in Leesburg is at the rec center called Ida Lee. Julia was actually working there because they had the Italian ice stand there, and we were waiting all day checking on the half hour to see if it would be canceled. It was not. And Julia said that, I don't know if we had a slightly different weather pattern in Leesburg. She said the fireworks looked great. It was very sparsely attended. But all day they said fireworks at 9:30, fireworks at 9:30, fireworks at 9:30. And I can see them from my porch. So I was in the basement watching Yankee Doodle Dandy like all good Americans should.
Do you do that every year?
Every year. Love it. And so 9:30, get Robert, go out to the porch.
The most obsessive compulsive person I've ever met.
And all we see over the mountains is smoke.
Right.
And I called Julia. I texted Julia. I said, when are the fireworks going to start? She said, you can come pick me up now. I said, what? She says, they're over. They started early because it was raining. So there was nothing. There was nothing.
So the weather kind of screwed the whole thing.
Everybody.
And on top of it, and just to give you a perspective, Mike, there are people that made, I mean, they made plans for this. I was lucky to be able to get on the roof here, right?
Yeah, you included it in part of your day.
But to the left, there's a rooftop deck to the building to the left of us on Wisconsin Avenue. They were having a big party. And those poor rubes sat out there staring at the sky, all knowing it sucked.
Yeah.
But they were there and they were committed. They just kept staring.
All they saw was pink
staring
smoke.
Staring and staring. I looked at them and I said, they probably want to go home. Nobody wants to be rude. Nobody wants to miss the party.
No one wants to be the first one to leave.
No one wants to leave. They're just sitting there getting more hammered because clearly this sucks. I'm happy that, you know, my girl got to hang out with me for 2 seconds, but I don't feel like I missed the thing because it was such a terrible weather day.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
All day.
That's,
and you brought up,
and rarely it is. It is rarely a bad weather day in D.C. for the 4th of July. Normally it's hot, but it's usually clear.
You know? Brought up the greatest point is that why in some of the shots could you see fireworks and some you couldn't?
Yeah.
And it's because PBS was editing in shots from previous 4th of July's into the Capitol 4th. So there was
one. Which I think completely sucks. I think it really. I'll tell you why. Because I turn it on. I really do.
Yeah.
The only reason. Well, I turn it on because I'm pathetic.
No,
I'm sitting in my own living room.
I would imagine if you're in anywhere outside of New York and D.C., those are the two fireworks displays that you turn on the TV for.
Yeah, they're worth it. They're worth it.
So you know, want to see the nation's capital. You want to see the New York fireworks. At least I did.
Washington Post says PBS used some stock footage for its fireworks show, and people were not happy. And I'm one of them. I don't think
you
do that.
You shouldn't
do
that. There was one funny comic.
Do that.
One funny comic tweeted, amazing the power that PBS has during a Capitol 4th. They removed the scaffolding from the National Capitol Dome.
Yeah. I mean, really. Yeah. I mean, and that's the rest of the country. And it's just like, okay, if it's raining, show it and deal with it.
I watched a live feed from the Periscope scope of the National Park Service, which is basically some, you know.
Was that online that you got?
Yeah,
that?
Smoking the Bear. Smokey the Bear holding. Smoking the Bear. I'm an idiot. Holding.
That's
up,
a category, by the way.
Holding his phone up, and I said, now I know why they're not showing this. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, it's horrible. Because you should be able to see them in the sky against the monuments.
Mike, it looked
that's
like a sparkler
deal.
In the middle of a fog machine.
So here's the quote from the Post today. As soon as the show ended, producers from Capitol Concerts.
Hi. Oh,
they got paid.
I'm Capitol Concert. Yeah.
That's it. You know they got paid. Oh, yeah. Big money.
Cash money.
Capitol Concert. The owner of Capitol Concerts on his way back out to McLean said, Capitol Concerts owned up to the fact that not all of its footage was from the live fireworks show. In the first segment of the display, while singer Cassidy Pope was singing, some scenes did show a cloudy sky. We showed a combination of the best fireworks from this year and previous years. It was the patriotic thing to do. The Capitol Fourth account tweeted.
It's really not
best
patriotic.
Best of fireworks is what it was.
It seems to me that you're right. It made sense. I asked the question before that you could have maybe postponed, but it would be too much logistically to get that all done. And how about this?
They should do it twice.
How about if you look at a 5-day forecast and. Well, no, see, because then if it's a beautiful day,
they
on
knew
Monday,
they were boned.
Screwed.
They should double up and maybe shoot half of them off and give us 9 minutes and then a solid 9 minutes the day after.
They knew they were boned on Friday, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was as early as all that. They could have postponed.
So, did you
it
have cloud
in.
Cover all weekend? Was it a crappy weekend?
No, it was actually a pretty nice weekend. Monday.
You went to a, didn't you go to a minor league baseball game?
Went to a minor league baseball game, and actually, I have a little piece of tape I'd like to play if it's cool. Mm-hmm. I posted that we're headed to go see the Frederick Keys, which is about a half hour outside of Leesburg.
Right.
Great minor league. Park. It's the Harry Grove Stadium. And I do want to say hi to a listener, Michelle Geyer, who bought me a beer.
We used to have that at American University. We used to visit the Harry Grove Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was the 70s, wasn't it?
It was. It was the 80s, the early 80s. Thank you.
But Michelle is a big fan back to the Don and Mike days, big Owen Dukes fan.
Cool.
And sat down with like for half an inning and spoke to me. She couldn't have been cooler. And the PA announcer. For the minor league park. His name is Mark Andy Redmond. Saw that I was headed and sent me a really nice message. He says, I can get you tickets. I said, I already have tickets. He said, well, can I come by and say hi? I said, I think that would be great. And then he said, you're bringing kids, right? I said, yeah. He said, what are their names? And I told him on Facebook, I messaged him my son, my daughter, and her friend McKenna. And after the third inning, the audio is a little muddy, but what you can hear is the kids reacting to being welcomed to the stadium because they did not know it was coming.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And they do that thing where a kid sounds pissed off because you're embarrassing them, but
right?
You know they love it. So check this out. This was Sunday night at the Keys game.
Special welcome goes out to Julia Spielman, Robert Spielman,
because I knew
what did you do? Why would you do that?
I knew it one more time for people that might not because it's terrible audio.
He apologized. They blew a speaker in right field, so the audio in the stadium is not that great.
Of course. That's minor league baseball.
But he could not have been nicer, and I knew
what
exactly
are the
when it was
double
coming.
A? Aren't they double A?
I think they're double A. I wouldn't know.
Decent baseball.
You're asking the wrong guy.
An
exciting game. The Keys came in second.
Oh, don't even try.
And they've got lots of energy, Mike.
Play the clip again. All right, yeah. An exciting game. That's the reaction. That's what I wanted to hear. The
he was so kind. He told me exactly where he was going to read it. It was after a certain commercial, so I had the recorder going on my
that's
phone,
cool.
And I watched all of their faces go, huh, what, huh,
why?
But anyway, thanks to Mark, who is the PA guy out there.
So they did like a lot of ballparks, minor league ballparks. They did the actual fireworks after the game.
The
right?
game That's was the a shorter happened. Game. The game finished up at like a little before 9:00. It was a 6:00 game. And so what they
it's
did,
what they did down here. That's the one we ended up.
Was Shooter McGavin there?
Shooter McGavin was not there that night. I think he was there a couple nights.
Yeah, I heard
ago.
On the radio, Mike Shooter from Happy Gilmore was out there. They're like, and you could win a Happy Gilmore jersey.
That's right.
Oh, God.
And also
the
next
Hanson
week.
The brothers weren't available from Slapshot?
Mike, it gets better. Next week, they have the guy from Swamp People. Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him! Shoot him! Shoot him!
Yes, sir.
Come on out for that.
I would have been on that jersey.
What they did was to pad the time between the end of the game and darkness was. Any kid who wants to come on down and run the bases, come on down
That's
and
fun
run
for
the
kids.
Bases. But
That's
Mike,
fun.
25 minutes of watching kids run the bases, it's yeah, enough. It's
so
enough
when did
to
they
make
start?
You suicidal.
9:30.
9:30. A little
Can
after 9:30. Yeah,
it's dark enough at 9 o'clock.
It is.
Why don't they start them at 9 o'clock when there's just a tiny little?
I have a theory.
Why 9:30?
I have
I'm
a theory.
About, what,
because
what is that
if
do?
They stick around for 35 minutes, you're going to buy a lot more soda and
True.
Water and stuff like
concessions.
That. Concessions.
Oh my God, the yeah. waiting game.
The waiting
game. Look, time is passing me by. I'm becoming an old man. I sit there
becoming.
And I go, oh, 9:30. No, I mean my life is so much earlier.
Well, because
my
have,
kid gets
you have
up
a little
early.
Kid. That's why.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. But it's, so do a lot of people. And it's
yeah,
just
Mike.
Like, you know,
once he gets in his teens, though, you'll be back to normal.
Yeah. And it's like, wait, Dad, maybe we can start the fireworks at 12 midnight, huh? Maybe we can do it that way. That
but our fireworks, we didn't get hit by any burning cinders. Robert had another highlight of the game. Is about five rows back, a kid got a tremendous bloody nose from a foul ball.
Oh, and, really?
Oh, my gosh, gusher. An absolute
really?
Gusher.
Well, maybe he should pay more attention next time.
That's what I said to Robert. And I said,
right.
You don't want that to happen to you. And
God,
then,
you know, I hate that when that comes up like every single baseball season. Maybe they ought to put up more netting. You know, okay, are we going to be totally the land of vagines? Are we ever going to seriously?
My parents didn't have netting.
No.
No, you don't need netting. You know,
no.
Pay attention.
Glove.
No. Pay attention.
As a matter of fact, I remember in the early
Pucks
70s.
Sometimes leave the ice. Thank you very much.
Like, in the early 70s, the Frederick Keys had a promotion, Bloody Nose Night, where after the game, you'd run the bases and get hit in the face.
Now, a bat
is
a different
story. I thought it was because of
a
different key.
Key. It's key night at the Frederick Keys. Everyone gets a key of Coke. Yes, sirree. Bring up your SUVs. Load them up. The key of Coke.
I don't know Pablo. Why we lost so much money last night.
It's Pablo Escobar night. Man. Yeah, there will be no games for the rest of the season. The team is bankrupt. Thank
well, they
you.
Had
Thank
that machete night, Mike.
Machete night at the Frederick
That steal cost a lot of money.
Here's the question we all know if Rob really is a yeah. sports game fan. Who did the Frederick Keys play?
They played the Salem Red Sox.
Ooh.
Oh,
nice.
The Red Sox affiliate. Oh,
yeah.
Very good.
I think the final score was, I believe, 4-3. I know there was a great rally in the bottom of the ninth. They almost pulled it off.
Who
Almost.
Did?
The
Who
Well, did? The Keys lost. They came in second.
Mm. Oh, the Red Sox beat them.
Yeah, the Red Sox beat them. The Salem Red Sox.
Salem Red Sox. Very cool. Yeah. Salem Red Sox has a cigarette pack on their jersey. Oh.
Do they?
Going to play the cool Yankees.
Oh, I'm a rube.
The Marlboro Light. All right, we'll take a break. News you may not need coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Willkommen to your daily German, where we learn only the bare necessities. Today, we learn the three most important sentences in German. Sie müssen die Kekse und Kuchen Show hören. You must hear the Cake and Cookies Show. Es ist auf der ganzen Welt gehört. It is heard around the world. Nor auf der Mike O'Meara Show Netzwerk. Only on the Mike O'Meara Show Network. Und am MikeO'MearaShow.com. And on MikeO'MearaShow.com. TMOS, über alles.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Man, that's a funny language. I can listen to that all day
German
long.
German, make me
laugh. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Are you tempted to consider any new mattress that you've heard about or seen online just because you're desperate for better sleep? Hold your horses, Buster. Don't make that mistake. Before you do anything, you must go to a Sleep Number store. Listen, at the Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness and support. Go into the store like I did. Lay down on the mattress. Enjoy the feeling you're going to get. There's nothing like it. And try different settings in a Sleep Number store. My Sleep Number bed that I've been telling you about for years lets me choose my ideal setting. Carly gets her own side. I get my side. It's the best. They also have optional Sleep IQ technology that will track your sleep so you know what to adjust to sleep better, like changing your Sleep Number setting. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is back to a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95. I feel great.
Nice.
You can't afford another restless night's sleep. You can afford a Sleep Number bed. Come in during the lowest prices of the season sale where a queen Sleep Number C2 mattress is only $699.99. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology are only available at any of the 500 100 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to take a selfie with your salesperson. No, just tell him that I sent you. Tell him Mike O'Mara sent you, okay? None of that nice crap that Rob writes at the end of the spot. Thank you.
News.
Christie Brinkley turned her garden hose on a woman who dared to relieve herself on some rocks near her Long Island home the other day.
Wow.
It wasn't really Long Island. It was the Hamptons, okay? That's
well,
where
of course.
Christie hangs out. The woman's name is Erica Remkes.
Oh.
She's a 36-year-old mother of three who also lives in the Hamptons. Ooh. I don't think everybody's rich in the Hamptons. I've never been to the Hamptons. She just spent 2 hours at a fireworks show and couldn't find a bathroom, so she squatted to do some watering. Well, Christie saw what was happening and sprayed her with a fire hose, or like a garden hose.
Right.
Remkes yelled at her, "It's my rocks, it's my sand, you have to go." Oh, no, that's what Christie yelled at
her. Yeah.
She also called her disgusting and continued hurling insults. So Remkes did what any red-blooded American would do. She said, "F you," and
nice.
Continued to do her business, which Christie apparently recorded. She also called the cops, who talked to Remkes and let her go. She says she might file a harassment complaint against Christie. Christie is still fuming over it, though. She said, quote, "I know it's Independence Day, but that does not mean you are free to pee right in front of my guests and me at my fireworks gathering." Now, I don't know any of the circumstances.
Free to
I don't
pee,
know.
You and me.
Free to pee, you and me. Perhaps if it's a beachfront thing.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot of area to do that, you know? I mean, did she just squat in the middle of everybody?
It would be tough.
So I'm looking at the story right now, Mike. Look, the lady, we don't know all the circumstances. We just have like both perspectives here, right? But I do judge people by their Twitter or social media name, and her handle is The Truth Buffet, and her name on social media is Say It Like It Is. This person's looking for trouble.
Yeah, it sounds
oh,
like
this
it.
Person's
trolling.
Looking for trouble. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, screw her. All right. Finding Dory weathered the debuts of Tarzan, The Purge, Election Year, and The BFG to lead the box office for a third straight week. It took in $50.2 million over the four-day weekend. This is a juggernaut. The BFG, that's Steven Spielberg's giant movie,
yeah,
only managed $22
million. Yeah.
That's incredible.
More like CFD.
Yeah.
AMF.
And Mike, you need to say it right. It is actually called Tarzan.
Tarzan. Hello, Tarzan.
Hi, Tarzan.
Let me see. The BFG, by the way, the trailer for the BFG is like Steven Spielberg talking about how wonderful the movie is.
Yeah.
I didn't like that to start with. It seems to be
a trailer should be a clip, right? Not the director telling you how great it is.
Yeah, it's about a nice giant. And what's sad is people don't want nice in America. They don't. They want giants to eat people's bodies.
And it stands for big effing giant, right?
Big effing giant. It had a budget of $140
million. Oh.
That's not good at all. Meanwhile, The Purge may have only taken in $34.8 million. The Purge.
Purge.
Did better than this sweet Steven Spielberg giant movie with all the special effects.
It's an annual
tradition,
Mike.
The one where people kill each other once a year.
They purge.
They purge.
They had a budget of a mere $10 million, and it's already a hit. So, you know. By the way, pretty good special effects for $10
million. I would have gone to see The Purge, but Steven Spielberg didn't come on the trailer and tell me how good it was.
The good Purge. Thank you very much. According to a list of interesting facts about Baywatch, I love David Hasselhoff.
You're always compiling Baywatch lists, Mike.
I love the Hoff. By the way, this was a massive story that I whittled down here.
Okay.
Because the Hoff didn't want Leonardo DiCaprio or Pamela Anderson on the show. Leo was 15 at the time, and the Hoff thought he was too old to play his son. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
And he didn't want Pamela Anderson because she'd done Playboy and was too sexy. The speculation is that with her gigantic rack, he was worried that they would be doing what they ended up doing, watching her body
right.
instead of watching the show. It was
Leonardo DiCaprio played Hobie? For how many seasons?
Good. No, they went on to get a younger kid. They didn't cast
him.
They
passed because the actor who played Hobie, he went on, and I love the show.
Of course, you
I'm
are
all in.
In on Baywatch.
Hey, look who woke up.
Yeah, I've been following his career. I'm the only one. Not much of a career. Like, he got, unfortunately, the actor got into a substance abuse issue.
Oh, so many child actors. Yeah, well, he was only 13 when he got hired. That's Leo was 15, and look what happened to him. Maybe you should have gone with the older actor. But you liked him. Did you like Hobie on the show?
I just thought, man, you've got the coolest dad in the world. You're surrounded by cans every day.
Cans for days.
Like, you're always giving the Hoff a hard time. You know, I really didn't like his attitude.
The Hoff.
Hobie.
I never watched that show.
I never did either.
I never watched Baywatch. I don't know why, but I didn't. And
I know why, because it sucked. That's why you never watched it.
But I am the only one in this room that actually asked Pamela Anderson out on a date.
Yes.
Yeah. Back when she was Tool Time Girl.
Yeah. Oscar's the only one in the room who ever asked Hobie out on a date.
By the way, if you want to say, go back online and look at Pamela Anderson from Tool Time.
Yes.
And look at her and the way she looked back then. She said no.
Prime.
You probably know about the duck face. Are you familiar with that on selfies where people do the sexy little duck face?
Pony
even if you've never done
it
yourself. It's women do it primarily. It's the face they make in selfies to look sexy, where they pucker their lips like they're about to kiss someone. Duck face is over. It's no more.
No more duck face.
What?
Quack.
The new sexy pose for selfies is finger mouthing.
Oh.
I know it sounds a little more disgusting than it is.
Category.
No, it's this. It's this. Hello, Mr. Powers. You put the
$1 million.
Yeah. You gently and strategically position your fingers on and around your lips. maybe you even pull on your lips.
Neat sandwich.
Pony does it all the time.
He does.
Maybe you're just brushing against them. Whatever it takes to look sexy and flirtatious, and maybe a little shy and mysterious. So
sure.
Let me see if I. I'm not supposed to do this because I'm not a woman, but I'll try.
Right.
All right. Here we go.
That's a fish hook, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
It moved.
Thank you. A woman named Kristen Hancher, who posts style photos on Instagram, says it's definitely now a thing. It feels more natural than to just pose. There's some seductive implication as well, considering it brings focus towards the lips, but it also helps frame your face.
Lips.
Yes, so congratulations on that. No more comments. A 39-year-old guy named Rafat Shajaya. He was in Chicago, and he was setting off some fireworks, and he accidentally blew off part of his hand. Sorry about that. A few hours later, one of his neighbors came to one of his neighbors let her dog out. I'm mucking this story up. The dog came back with part of the hand in his mouth.
That's not okay.
It's good dog. Sweet
boy.
He
found it about 250 feet away from where Rafat was setting off his fireworks. So it must have taken a hell of a blast for the hand to fly that far. The woman called 911 and had them pick up the hand. The doctors were able to reattach it.
That's a big win.
Yeah. They're not sure how much function it'll ever get back, and that is bad news for Rafat, since he works as a barber. I'm not making this up.
Oh, no.
Yes, okay,
Before the lady returned the hand, did she put the finger to her lips?
Can you hold my comb?
My God. Look at that. The charcoal-covered hand. She's finger-mouthing with it. And now a little something-something. A 24-year-old guy named Andrew Verana was at a minor league baseball game in State College, Pennsylvania on Thursday night. He was watching the State College Spikes, who are one of the St. Louis Cardinals' lower-level teams. A lot of minor league baseball around the fourth.
Yeah, a lot of run.
At some point during the game, he decided that he would take care of himself.
He was right there in the stand.
Was enjoying the game.
Someone called the cops, and can you imagine, Rob, if you were sitting... My God. I mean, to do this in a stand, it's just amazing. Somebody called the cops and told him there were two reasons why he just couldn't wait. The cops were interviewing one, all of the hot young college girls at the game. He literally said that to the cops.
Wow.
And two, he had just gotten an unexpected text from his ex-girlfriend that got him excited. Maybe she was finger-mouthing. He was arrested and charged with open lewdness, disorderly conduct. All I know is that this story gives new meaning to the seventh inning stretch. Am I right, ladies? Thank you very much. Yeah, that just popped into my mind on a Monday. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein, and I'm revved up like a deuce.
On this week's episode of the show, some of the most bizarre rock and roll lyrics of all time. Also, we're going to find out when it is you can be penalized for farting.
I have no answer for that.
It's the 4th of July episode. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I know where you can be penalized for farting in the O'Mara marital bed.
Oh.
I get scolded for that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Scolded?
Yeah. It's a two-way street, though.
Oh. Hey, you be very careful, mister.
Summer is hot, but you can stay cool. Be cool, daddy-o. Shop at Amazon, the coolest place on the internet, Amazon.com. Buy everything you need at one place from the air-conditioned comfort of your own home. Remember to shop through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support this show. So, while all the squares are running around sweating bullets, you're chilling like a villain and supporting your favorite podcast. Am I right, ladies?
Right.
Thank you. Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app. Yes, Oscar.
Prime Day is 7 days away. You can sign up for a free Prime trial on MikeOMaraShow.com. Right,
Prime
there.
Day, yes. If you don't know what that is, that's for 12 hours starting at 7 o'clock at night. People can kill anybody they want.
No, that's a purge.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mm. I apologize. It's Amazon Prime Day. Yeah. Keep it in mind and think about us. Thank you very much. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, the day after the 4th, which is the 5th. Take it away, Rob.
I don't normally lead off with something purely patriotic, but this was really going crazy viral yesterday, and I just want to play you a piece of it.
Please.
John Cena, who I really hold in high regard, he is not a look-at-me type of celebrity. He does a lot of good behind the scenes, and he did a PSA for the Ad Council about patriotism. I know it's the day after the 4th of July, but listen to what the man has to say.
Patriotism. It inspires passionate debate. It's worn like a badge of honor with good reason, because it means love and devotion for one's country. Love. But what really makes up this country of ours? What is it we love? It's the people. Almost half the country belongs to minority groups. People who are lesbian, African American, and bi, and transgender, and Native American, and proud of it. After all, what's more American than freedom to celebrate the things that make us, us? This year, patriotism shouldn't just be about pride of country. It should be about love. Love beyond age, disability, sexuality, race, religion, and any other labels. Because the second any of us judge people based on those labels, we're not really being patriotic, are we? Because love has no labels.
Takes about 3 minutes. It's all over the internet. I recommend you watch the whole thing.
What's great about it is the messenger, that big badass guy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Walk the walk.
I am so, and here I am judging myself because I didn't look at it because I assumed it was something that was going to be what you would normally see a guy that looks like that say. You
it's
know?
Pretty cool it's stuff. It's a great message.
Kill all the people that are trying to kill us. I didn't know it was going to be that. That's very good, and it's a great messenger for that, and it's good for kids to see. That's good.
All right, back to the silly. 911 call of the week. I'm going to award early this week.
Okay.
Our Mike O'Mara Show call is the guy. He's 75 years old. He took an Ambien and called 911 because he was lying in his bed, but he swore he had just been in a plane crash.
Are you able to safely get out?
No, I'm pinned in.
Are you able to look out the window? Are you able to see the wing from where you're at?
No, I can't see anything.
He's laying in his bed.
Oh, my God.
Is Ambien that powerful?
Can be. It can be.
Wow.
If you want it to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The secret, Mike, is to take 1.5 and take it with a beer. Then you're in a...
See, Rob, don't
do that.
Then you're in a plane crash.
No, it's dangerous.
Simply a joke. You know that. My favorite hand injury story of 4th of July weekend does not involve fireworks.
Okay.
It involves a two-word phrase that will always get you in the audio vault. A Polish magician. He was on.
It's a so Polish.
He was doing like it looked like the Polish equivalent of Regis and Kathy Lee. It was a breakfast morning chat show,
right?
And his magic trick was this: he took a board with a 6-inch nail in it, put it in a paper bag, then rolled down the top of the bag and put it with three other identical looking bags that didn't have nails in them, mixed them up, and told the host to smash the bag.
I saw this. This is highly disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
Oh, might be a little funnier to hear.
And but I watched it. You know what? It has Mike, the third or fourth time you watch it, I think it
gets
funnier.
And he helps her hand down when he's going down the bag. He helps her smash it down there because he doesn't think there's going to be a nail in the bag.
As I said, Mike, Polish magician.
Takie to sposób.
That's the first bag being crashed.
Po kolei.
Że jedna dziurka.
Zrobimy tak, zrobimy na trzy, dobrze? Uważaj.
Raz, dwa.
Jesus.
Kurwa, przepraszam.
And then they freeze. Then they freeze. They like do. He doesn't know what to do, the idiot.
It is so genuine because she is shocked and in pain and everything. We wish her well.
Sure, they helped the hand.
Hand. Oh, the hand.
My hand.
The sad
when I say
is,
hand, I always say the Nicolas Cage from Moonstruck. My hand, Johnny Camerari, my hand.
The saddest thing about it is after the after she does the talk show, she's a barber. So.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hey, congratulations to my personal hero, Joey Chestnut, who regained the title and broke the world records by yesterday consuming 70 hot dogs and buns in
so
10
glad I didn't see it.
Minutes.
30 seconds now to go. Joey Chestnut averaging still 7.1 dogs per minute. Can he get to the record? Can he get past it? Is he going to get anywhere near 70? 20 seconds to go. Chestnut well not over Stoney. Stoney's not in the game. It's all about Chestnut. It's all about the mustard belt, and it's all about the record now. 10 seconds to go. He's got to get that one down. There we go with 69. Final seconds. He got it. And he got 70.
The most
he
hot dogs,
70.
The most hot dogs ever eaten on the corner of Surf and Stillwell Avenues by the greatest eater in the history of mankind.
That's right, and the rest of the world hates us.
I love it. All right. I really do. Oh, I'm a rube, God. But I love it.
It makes me actually makes me nauseous when I hear
it's
that.
It's tough
it
to watch.
Makes, how many 70 and how long?
70 in 10 minutes. That's 7.
Oh, God.
7 a minute.
That's so disgusting.
Let's close with a palate cleanser. Remember when Barack Obama knew how to sing?
So in love with you.
He should stick with Al Green because yesterday he tried to embarrass his daughter Malia, who turned 18, and he just didn't quite nail the song like he did a couple years ago.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
She's smoking again?
Happy
sounds
birthday,
like it.
Dear Malia. Happy birthday to you.
That's nice.
But it is a great moment.
He is so funny when he tries to embarrass his kids. Yeah. I love that.
Yes.
He's like a normal dad.
A regular
in that
dad,
way.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched some of that online. That's where he's cool. Had those moments where they roll their eyes at him. I love that. It's
then great. He ran backstage, Mike, and vaped like a crazy person.
He's vaping.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great 5th of July, everybody.
5th of July, that's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Be sure and join us every day on the air or online at MikeO'MaraShow.com to mail us anything that doesn't stink or tick. Our address is TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. All messages and birthday requests for our weekly mailbag. Might be doing it tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, somebody's not going to be here Thursday, so I'm going to do it tomorrow. They can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on you, and the show's all about you because we love you. Thanks for your continued passionate support of all things TMOS, and please continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Sandman, I'm trying. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Let them off. One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.